Well, there you go. Now, for my last story, I'm going to take things down on a very tiny level to that of bacteria. Now, because researchers this week have revealed a brand new way of using bacteria to help mop up harmful chemicals in the environment, like pesticides. Now, using microorganisms to clean up the environment, there's something called bioremediation. It's an idea that's been around for a while, for example, to help things like mop up oil spills. But now a team of scientists from Emory University in Atlanta in the US, led by Justin Gallivan, have genetically engineered E. coli bacteria, those common bugs that live in our guts, so that they will detect particular harmful chemicals, swim towards them, and gobble them up. Now, naturally, these bacteria have receptors on their cell surfaces that detect chemicals in the environment that they're interested in. Usually that's things like food. The chemicals will trigger a chain of events that activates a tiny little whip hair called a flagellum, which whizzes round and round and pushes the bacteria forwards towards the source of the chemical. Now, what the team did was they knocked out the gene in E. coli that makes them move forward and added in a segment of RNA called a riboswitch, which essentially responds to the presence of a particular chemical. And this time they picked something called atrazine, which is a pesticide. And when the bacteria notices that chemical is in the environment, it switches on the flagellum and it swims towards it. And then when it gets there, it metabolises it into harmless waste products.
So this is a good way of making bacteria home in on where the muck is and then
basically
break it down.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. I mean, we don't yet know if this is going to work in the environment because they've just been doing this in petri dishes. But it does have a lot of advantages, and it looks like you can make it very specific to all sorts of different chemicals. So it's a great way of mopping up those pollutants in the environment.
Because someone I was speaking to the other day, I said to her, how can bacteria exist that would break down, say, an oil slick? Because that's what she's working on. And she said, well, there have been natural oil seeps around for millions of years, and therefore bacteria, wherever there's a possible source of food, because oil is a source of food, it's got lots of carbon in it that bacteria can metabolise if they know how. So there have been bacteria that have evolved to break these things down. It's just a question of finding them and then engineering them so we can use them to clean up the mess we make of the world.
Bacteria do all sorts of crazy things. You have rock-eating bacteria and all sorts. I think they can make do with anything you give them, actually.
I think someone came up with a concrete-digesting bacterium as well, but
yeah.
Someone said you should be very careful if you get that near Croydon or Birmingham. Could be bad.
I don't know, maybe good.
It's The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Helen. We're talking about the science of the sun this week, and on the way we'll be exploring one of the biggest solar events in history and how it wiped out communications on Earth. We'll be finding out about the solar physics behind that and also the link between climate change and the sun's activity. Is there a link there, or is it just a load of hot air? We'll be finding out. If you'd like to join in with today's show, you can get in touch. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, The Naked Scientists.